Hello, my name is Jeff Wagner. Today, we're going to practice some simple meditation. If you've never meditated before, you should know that meditation is a very simple practice, but it's also very challenging. If you think about it, you can ask yourself, when is the last time I've been able to control my thoughts entirely for more than 10 or 15 seconds? It's a challenging thing to do, without extra thoughts coming in. Maybe you were trying to meditate and you started thinking about when the next meal is going to be, and then what food you're going to eat, and who's cooking it, and who's going to be there. And suddenly you're thinking about your best friend's parents and last year's Thanksgiving dinner. It's just a mess. So meditation is really about trying to understand how the mind works and trying to control it, or at least trying to train it a little bit so that you can understand when it's doing something that's distracting you or causing you unhappiness. Meditation is not necessarily about having an empty mind. It's more having a focused mind. You want to be focused so you can become the watcher of the mind. You can take a step back and observe as thoughts come up. Today we're going to practice a meditation called shamatha, or calm abiding meditation. It's a kind of meditation where you just try to focus your mind on a simple object, and you're practicing training your mind to focus more. The most common object that we meditate on is our breath, actually. It's one of those great things because if we stop focusing on it, we still breathe. But if we do focus on it, then we can take full control over it. It's something that we can both control or release all control over. And it's always with us, so it's really simple. So to start out, let's find a nice tall seat. If you're in a chair, you can put your feet flat on the ground. If you're on the floor, you can cross your legs in whatever way is comfortable. Or maybe find a kneeling position. If it's uncomfortable to have crossed legs, maybe you can find a stack of books or a block or a cushion of some kind to sit on that will raise your pelvis off the ground so that it's above your knees. It'll make things more comfortable. You want to sit up nice and straight, but not so much that it's a strain on you. The idea of sitting in a nice straight posture is that you have to maintain a little bit of focus to hold that posture, but it's not so much that it's uncomfortable. It should be a nice balance between effort and just having a nice, relaxed seat. We're going to start out with a little bit of motion. If you're seated in a chair, you can scoot forward a little bit so that you can lean back. We're going to start rotating our whole upper body, pivoting from the base of the spine. And you can go either direction you want. But you'll just start making small circles. And you want to make the center of the circle your center of balance, so that when you lean to the right or left, all your weight shifts around that center of balance. When you lean forward, all your weight comes forward onto your legs. And when you lean back, you'll feel the point where you might lift up a little bit. Your legs will lift off a little bit. And when you found that spot, you can make tiny circles around it. If somebody were watching you, they'd only see you moving a few inches at this point. And once you're moving, you can add your breath in. As you lean back, you can inhale. And as you lean around to the front, you can exhale. Begin to make the motions longer and slower, keeping them very, very small. Now, we'll try two different methods with our breath. For the first one, if you want to keep moving, you can. If you want to stop, you can also do that. But we're just going to start counting our breath. So one full cycle of breath, an inhale and then an exhale, that'll be one breath. And you can count after the end of every exhale. Your goal here is not to be controlling your breath and inhaling and then exhaling one. Your goal is really to watch the breath and to try and release control over it while still being aware of what's going on. So you want to become an observer of your breath and just count slowly as they go by. If you get distracted and lose count, that's okay. You can start over, back at one. And if you find that you're kind of beating yourself up because you're not getting the numbers to go very high, that's fine too. You can start at 100, or you can start at negative 50. The numbers aren't really what matters. What matters is you're trying to keep your focus and keep track of what's going on. And the numbers are just a tool for that. Beginning now, we'll do just a minute and a half of this, watching our breath go by and counting each one. Whether it felt long or short, that was the 90 seconds. Take a moment and reflect on what it felt like, on any moments when you might have lost count, and what your reaction was to that. And you can also take a moment and reflect on how your body feels and how your mind feels right now, after just breathing for 90 seconds and trying to focus the mind on that. Trying to remove all the distractions. Meditation is really a process of self-discovery, and it's important to take a moment and ask yourself, what am I feeling? What are the effects of these practices? If we just take it at somebody else's word that these are going to be good for us, we're not really accomplishing the goal of the meditation. The goal is to find out for yourself and to understand yourself. Now, if you feel a little bit sore or like you need to move around a little bit, you should do that now. There's nothing that says you have to keep seated in the same position. Now, we're going to spend the next 3 minutes doing that same meditation, just breathing and counting. This time you should focus on trying to let go a little more, releasing control of the breath and really being the observer. And also focus on, if any thoughts come up, trying not to judge them too much. Your 3 minutes will start now. That was the end of your 3 minutes. You can take a moment and reflect on how you feel right now, how your mind feels, how the body feels. If you need to adjust position or move around, now is a great time to do it, and I'll describe the next meditation. So, the next meditation is another meditation on the breath, but this time instead of counting, what we're going to do is just be repeating the same thing over and over to ourselves on each inhale and on each exhale. This is a more useful one for everyday life if you're walking around and maybe you need to calm down, maybe you realize that you've been in your head too much and you need to just ground yourself, be in the present moment. So while you inhale, what you can say to yourself in your head is, breathing in, I know that I'm breathing in. And as you exhale, you can say to yourself, breathing out, I know that I'm breathing out. It sounds pretty simple, but it's a very powerful practice. This one is from Thich Nhat Hanh. If you've studied any meditation, you probably have heard his name. He's one of the most respected teachers of meditation and Buddhism in the modern world. So remember, breathing in, I know that I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know that I'm breathing out. So again, find yourself in a nice tall position that's comfortable for you. And we'll spend 3 minutes doing this one too. 3 minutes will begin now. That's the end of our 3 minutes. One more time, you can reflect on your body and your mind, and just notice how they feel after that, after breathing. We've spent a total of 7.5 minutes now, meditating, breathing. It might not seem like very long, but 7.5 minutes is actually a long time if this is your first day meditating. if this is a practice that you've liked so far, it's a good idea to meditate early in the morning, maybe first thing after you wake up, and just spend 3 or 4 minutes a day on it. It's something that becomes easier over time. But if you try and do it all at once, like 1 hour on Saturday morning, it might not be so easy. If you start doing 3 or 4 minutes every day, it's going to improve a lot faster. I hope you've enjoyed these meditations. If you're looking for more guided meditations or guided reflections, you can find more on the website, www.layinggroundwork.org. Thanks for meditating, and have a great day.